This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, Senator Jeff Sessions, now confirmed Attorney General, was one of the top people on the Armed Services Committee in the Senate, one of the most powerful positions. They constantly talk to the Russians. That's what they do. When he was asked in Congress if he talked to them, involved them in the campaign, he said no. But, of course, he had public meetings that were public with the Russian ambassador. Now they're saying the Russian ambassador is a spy. Of course he's a spy. We have government exchanges. They have troops that look at our nuclear weapons. Our troops, you know, officers go look at theirs. This is crazy. And Chuck Schumer's playing on the ignorance of the public. It's all coming up. But first, Paul Watson's powerful new report, skewering a total hypocrite.
Leo DiCaprio.
Aren't you just sick and tired of being lectured about your lifestyle by mega-rich celebrities?
Climate change is real. It is happening right now. Let us not take this planet for granted.
Except, of course, if you need your eyebrows plucked before the Oscars, in which case, screw the planet and fly makeup artist Sharon Lee Hamilton from Sydney to L.A. A round trip of 15,000 miles. That's 14 metric tons of CO2 emissions. Now, to be fair, DiCaprio denied that he was personally responsible for flying out Hamilton. And that's really believable, isn't it? Because we know Leo is a committed eco-warrior with steadfast principles, right?
Absolutely. Not.
DiCaprio took a private jet 4,000 miles from Cannes to New York to pick up an environmental award, then flew another 4,000 miles straight back to France. That's another 4 metric tons of CO2 emissions. He also flew on a private jet to Brazil for the World Cup, then stayed on a 470-foot yacht owned by Sheikh Mansour, whose 30 billion plus wealth primarily comes from oil.
By the way, that yacht uses fuel equal to 83 American households' annual worth of CO2 emissions.
And just 3 months later, DiCaprio was in New York for the People's Climate March, alongside protesters who held signs that said, keep the oil in the ground.
It is the most urgent threat facing our entire species.
Yeah, it's such an urgent threat that DiCaprio took 6 round-trip private jet flights in just 6 weeks between April and May 2014. He also took a private jet from LA to Las Vegas and stayed in Vegas for just 8 hours to attend a party before flying all the way back again.
In 2015, as the hottest year in recorded history.
Leo was so worried about global warming that just months after that speech, he flew his celebrity friends 6,000 miles from LA to Saint-Tropez so they could listen to his speech on, you guessed it, global warming. But Leo has to travel. If he didn't take all these private jets everywhere, how could he possibly warn the world about the deadly danger of climate change? Surely he's compensating for it in other areas. Surely he's compensating for his movie The Beach, which was accomplished as a result of a precious ecosystem in Thailand being completely ruined. Maybe he's compensating for it when he preaches about the need to curb overfishing, then screens a film about overfishing at a Foundation bash, then serves his guests whole sea bass, having flown them all in on CO2 belching helicopters. But to be fair to Leo, he's only following the example set down by Bono, who rails against
climate change,
yet spent $1,500 to fly a hat he'd forgotten from England all the way to Italy. Or the example set by Al Gore.
It is half man, half bear, and half pig.
Whose electricity usage in one property alone was 20 times the national average. Who lectures everyone about a catastrophic rise in sea levels, then buys an oceanside villa. Leo, you're a great actor, but you're a terrible virtue signaler. And when it comes to being environmentally friendly, you're a very naughty boy. You're literally the worst possible ambassador for this imaginable. You say fossil fuels should be taxed out of existence, but if this happened, your lifestyle would cease to exist. Please, Leonardo DiCaprio.
You need to shut up.
Thank you.
child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's already Thursday, March 2nd, 2017, and aren't the globalists busy little beavers? We have Chuck Schumer, who you never see wearing an American flag pin on his suit lapel, wearing an American flag pin lapel. Because, why, he's going after them Ruski agents. Army veteran, patriot, constitutionalist, lawyer, U.S. Senator, U.S. Attorney General, defender of our borders, our sovereignty, Jeff Sessions, from Alabama, is a Ruski. Remember, everybody's a Ruski, but the Democrats, well known to be the party that was on the Ruski payroll in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s, a large part of their party. Senator Kennedy, remember, openly was caught trying to get money from the Russians to change U.S. policies. But it was okay because he was a Kennedy. This is the type of craziness going on. Hillary could get $35 million. Both of the brothers, the Podesta brothers, openly on the Russian payroll. Hillary on the communist Chinese payroll. Because the truth is, Hillary took some money from the Russians, but they can't pay like the communist Chinese, the biggest economy in the world, if you just look at their GDP. mean, Hillary, there were congressional hearings about her and Bill being on the communist Chinese payroll back in the 1990s. That's a fact. I had the former head or vice head of the Armed Services Committee on from the House, Kurt Weldon. He's coming on later this week or next week, last week, to say he's been in all those committees and he's been in these international committees since then, and that it's asinine to claim Donald Trump has any connections to Russians. He said Hillary's completely on their payroll and is a Chinese communist spy, and that he's pissed off and getting ready to release the information. Remember that last week? He's one of the main sources of our two articles last week. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it? His counterpart, Jeff Sessions, was the ranking Republican, the senior ranking Republican, the top Republican on the Armed Services Committee of the U.S. Senate. Those guys pick up the phone and talk to Putin. And guess what? Last year, he met twice publicly in his offices with the Russian ambassador. But when he was asked his confirmation if they'd been in contact with the Russians in the campaign, he said absolutely not. That's two separate things, but they think the public's dumb. They think the public doesn't know that the national security advisor to the president in the interim talks to the Russians a lot at the phone calls. That's who does it, General Flynn. General Flynn turned down a job making, and I happen to know, this isn't even the news, roughly 10 times what he would get working at the White House for the Jones Group or other groups like it. Think about that. He's just like, Russian spy? Okay, fine. I'm out of here. You guys are a joke. Speaking of the media and just this whole thing, he can still advise Trump to do it over the telephone. It's sick. Oh, the head of defense intelligence, he's a risky agent. Oh, Senator Sessions, he's a risky agent. Well, they are. Thank God the Russians want to protect our borders and cut our taxes. It's not the Russians. Oh, thank God the Russians want to increase military spending, create new nuclear weapons and bombers and missiles. Oh, yeah. Yeah, boy, I tell you. Did you hear George Washington was a Russian agent? You know why they read the wrong Best Picture on Monday, right? Or Sunday. You know why, right? They said it was La La Land and not Moonlight because the Russians. That's why the Patriots won. The Russians. When I got up this morning and brushed my teeth, the Russians did it. Not me. You know, we can sit around and joke about this all day, but they're getting dirty. Marie Le Pen, remember, she got indicted in France for sending out five images that ISIS put out itself saying we're going to invade Europe and showing them cutting people's heads off. Just stuff you see on the news here. But you're not allowed to criticize Islam. It's God in France because the caliphate came in and bought off the socialist. They bought off Merkel as well in Deutschland. The mighty Germans, the great French, cowed by their socialist and Green Party people that sold them down the river. Here comes Marie Le Pen, who helped after World War II, her father, get France out from under the control of NATO and seize their nuclear weapons on the tarmac with armed troops. Yeah, France exists because of Marie Le Pen's father and de Gaulle. France, after World War II, wasn't even going to be given its country back. Quietly, for many years, it was under globalist control. And France got itself back because of de Gaulle, Charles de Gaulle, and Le Pen's father. Part of the group, never really talked about it because it's so embarrassing to the whole NATO alliance that they tried to keep France just like they kept Germany, but busted it in two pieces. And the truth is the globalists still run Germany today. What a joke. 3 million men, 80% are military-age men, brought into Germany the last 5 years and literally allowed to rape and do whatever they want, and the police are ordered to cover it up. Sickening. And now, the EU Parliament has diplomatic immunity and is above the law. Oh, but she's had her stripped. That's how they couldn't prosecute her, because in the EU, they're above the nation state. So she was a member of the EU Parliament, which itself is advisory. You have the EU Commission, headed up by Jean-Claude Juncker, that is the unelected commission that, since the EU's founding, appoints its successor like the Communist Chinese or the old Soviet Central Committee, that then appoints the Politburo or the General Assembly or whatever name they give it. North Korea's got one. Communist China's got one. Cuba's got one. Not many countries have got one anymore. But the left thinks it's really sexy and cool. Yeah, no medicine, can't produce automobiles. It's just a wonderful, wonderful, horrible system where you're a slave. But it's okay because they set it up in the EU. And so she's on the elected EU Parliament, but it's only advisory to the Council, the EU Commission. The Junkers up there cussing at people in the EU meeting, telling them they better vote the way he wants, because it'll be embarrassing if they have to veto the ceremonial body. Bleep, what do you want me to do? Let's go back to the article. I'll actually read that for folks and for TV viewers. SH, you know what do you want me to do? Moment Junker loses it with whining members of parliament over EU plans. Oh, they're whining. They're elected and don't want an EU army to come in and take over the armies of the countries and further dissolve them. Oh, you want to leave the EU that you never voted to enter? You don't like an unelected commission ruling you? We'll march troops in. Europe's trying to go back to the Dark Ages. We're trying to go back to the Middle Ages, folks, and appoint Goldman Sachs heads over all these countries. Seriously, can't make that up. So now Frances Marie Le Pen loses EU immunity over IS atrocity tweets. That's right. She's the bad one. A member of the parliament, her party leading the polls, and herself to be the next president of France, and they have lifted the felony immunity the EU has so she can be arrested so that she can't be the president. And you're like, that's crazy. All she did was show what ISIS is saying they're going to do. They said that was an insult to Islam and an affront to religion, and they want to put her in jail for at least 1 year per count consecutive, 5 years in prison. Because she's not a traitor. She stands for her country. She stands for her people. And it's all over the French news. She's not wanted because she has blonde hair and blue eyes. She's not needed in France. She doesn't belong because she's white and she's French. Who are the racists here? Well, it's not even really the people they're bringing in so much as the socialists managing all this. The Green Party, remember whenever women were getting raped, the mayor of Cologne said, well, you need to not wear miniskirts and stuff. And besides, you know, it's going to be great when there are no longer white people in Germany. No more Germans. That's a quote. It'll be so good when there's no more Germans in Germany. What? It's a death cult, folks. It's a criminal takeover. And they'll merge with any outside power that's authoritarian they can. And Islam and the radical Islamic caliphate, cancerous Wahhabist garbage that is the Orthodox Wahhabism is a perfect disgusting match. These are the type of folks that are into, like, disgusting porn, you know? There are a lot of people that are, you know, into, like, really gross stuff or old ladies or old men, you know, stuff like that, you know, and really, you know, people being cuckolded and, you know, a guy's wife having 50 guys in front of him, basically rough her up and rape her. Yeah, that's the hot stuff with the liberals and the trendies and everybody. That's what it's all about. Well, imagine doing that to a country, see? Bringing in a bunch of barbarous murderers that have been killing people all over the world who invaded Syria to rob it and loot it and kill hundreds of thousands of Christians and then give them an evacuation route and resettlement in Europe to just run around arrogantly. I mean, how do you think you get tens of thousands of men in the streets per city and just start screaming, yelling, shooting guns in the air, attacking everybody, raping women in front of the police because they want to encourage them to do that, to advertise it, to bring more in. But if a German tries to sit on the street corner and hand out pamphlets, the police show up, we've been there, and say, you can't hand out pamphlets. They walked up to Rob Dew, interviewed people, and said, what are you doing? Stop it. You know why? Because he's 6'3" and a white guy. And you don't want the image of a leader, of a warrior, of a man standing up, because the Germans might actually stop looking down at the ground and being cowards and might actually stand up. And you don't want that. Let's get the break. So this is what we're dealing with. And so now they're saying they're going to arrest her. And by the way, if you've been indicted or arrested, they're saying in France that you can't. Oh, she can't run now. Sorry, France. The border stays open, where they admit France is in a state of emergency on its highways There are thousands of these videos, literally. I've been lost for 4 or 5 hours before sending these clips, you know, the crew, then they play clips of it. It's trying to, cars being robbed, trucks being robbed, families just being torn out of their cars. You're driving along through the forest, and all of a sudden people just run out and start robbing you and then burn your car, rape your wife, kill her. Islamists will, like, grab your baby, it's happened in France and Germany, will throw it into a river. I mean, they're in total racial, cultural attack mode because they were told to do it by the socialists that brought them in. The imam, the grand imam of Jerusalem, is on video saying they are weak in Europe. We will have their women. We will breed them out. They will submit. And it goes on and on and on. And they're not bringing in people out of North Africa and all these places to actually try to help them. It's warfare. France has had its tourism down massively. I mean, it's over 50%, and it's expanding because Paris is a literal hellhole now. My crew sent them there repeatedly. They go, we want to get out of here. This is horrible. There's just people crapping all over the streets like it's Calcutta. Ever been to India? I know the Indians want to get out. Overpopulation, starving people, people crapping all over the streets. That's Paris now. And soon we will trample them underfoot, Allah willing. This is, Germany is not a compassionate country. This is the imam. And he goes on, they wish to absorb refugees from Syria and Iraq and Palestine refugees in the Levant and elsewhere. Europe has become old and decrepit and needs human reinforcement. No force is more powerful than the human force of us Muslims. Well, why can't you build a civilization in your country? Oh, Muslims, the Germans say, is their economic reports. That they need 50,000 young workers. And he just goes on to say, go there, the women are waiting. Now they have motivated. He just goes on to say, we're going to get your women. All right, that's enough. And the point is, I'm not against Muslims that are scientists or cultured, and there is an upper class in these Islamic countries. They've been exterminated, killed, annihilated. There's an intellectual class, and it is literally just a giant population that's doubled the last 40 years, about to double again, and they're being told by the globalists, come here and overwrite the culture. Don't come here and become part of the culture. Islam does not assimilate. It conquers. There is the House of Islam in the Quran. That's Islamic countries. Everything outside of it is the House of War. And it's all just a joke. Yeah, just show carjackings by Islamists in France or Germany. Or just type in, you can type in French roads in national emergency from migrants. And it's just everywhere. Islam said to overtake Christianity and become the most popular religion in the world. Well, yeah, if you don't follow it, they kill you. That's why all the Muslim countries are 95, 98, 99% Muslim. Because it's intolerant. But it's okay, because it's so avant-garde and trendy and cool. All right, let me get into the rest of the news. Let me start getting into Sessions right now. But let's place, as I mentioned, and here's Junker, swears at Parliament. He's the former president of Luxembourg, the richest country in the world for globalists to put their money illegally and not pay taxes. And it's come out that almost all the socialists of Europe are multi-billionaires, and that they don't pay taxes, and they put their money in offshore accounts or in Luxembourg or in the Caymans or in the Bahamas or in offshore accounts in places all over the world or in Switzerland. And it doesn't matter because, see, that's why France, on the middle class and rich people, for 4 years running, has a 101% tax. You're like, that's 100%. Yeah, it's meant to make you pay your savings into it. That's total war. Having 1.5 million Muslims, mainly military-age men, that just got there in the last few years with another 10 million or more, running around burning things for a month straight in Paris and raping and killing and the police doing nothing because they've been ordered to destabilize the country. And then you think, well, they'll elect a nationalist. They'll stop it. No, they're going to arrest her. The arrest warrant's out. She'll be behind bars. You're like, well, people will uprise. No, they won't. They will submit. At least that's what the control freaks think. They want to break our will, folks. And they want to bring in completely un incompatible people to conquer us in a sick ritual. It's sick. And that's what it is. The whole thing is a bunch of scum wanting to bring down the West. And it's not even the people they're bringing in that are the bad guys. They've been manipulated. It's the globalists on top of it that are doing it. And that's in their own documents, their own statements. We've covered it ad nauseum. I mean, the head of the EU Commission on, quote, migration and refugees is the founder of the EU. He demoted himself to the position, Peter Sutherland, and said we need to end the whiteness of Europe and the Christianity. The Pope said he's sick of hearing about Christian roots in the Catholic newspaper. You're like, that's abomination. He's testing you to make you submit, to make you give in. Why do you think Cuomo on, you know, TV, on, was he CNN? We played it last week. Said, we need to get young girls used to seeing men's penises in the locker rooms, in the bathrooms, in the showers. Because you're not an inclusive person if you don't let adult men in the shower with young girls. That's what he tweeted out. He said, the father that teaches his girls, young girls, not to want to see men in the bathroom with them and not want to see a penis is a bad person and is not tolerant. You're like, that's crazy. The UN accepts NAMBLA as an NGO and agrees that they should be able to have children as young as 8 years old. Oh, yeah, that's what the UN promotes. England only says 13. You know, they're slowly getting it down. So they can come and say, I want to date your daughter. I want to court your daughter. You're like, she's 8 years old. I'm going to break your nose. Oh, no, that's hateful. That's a hate crime. Ban me. Because it's love, you see. It's love. And they say, if you just let us have your kids, we won't torture them and throw them, you know, in a shallow grave or in the river when we're done with them. Seriously, they say, let us just have your kids and we won't kill them anymore. So again, it's all about throwing it in your face, rubbing it in as much as they can. That's why Cuomo's brother said, if you're Christian, you're pro-life, if you're a pro-gun person, you're not welcome in New York State. Get out. People said, please, that's a terrible mean thing to say. You're joking. He said, I'm not joking. Get out. It's just a flaming thug on fire with criminal energy, just threatening everybody like a big pig-like monster. Going to stand up to him? Going to stand up to Junker? Conservatives aren't welcome in New York, according to Governor Cuomo. Yeah, that's the London Guardian. I know what he said. He said, get out. You're not welcome. So let's go to Junker. Here it is. All three of Europe. Let's back it up. He's going so quick. Let me start over and I'll read the text. Sorry. Go ahead and start over. All three of Europe that they must beat. They must presently find a path toward
when
the citizens of voters
sont des citoyens et non seulement des électeurs, et lorsqu'on le fait,
when they do it, we are critical. But crap, I would say crap, if we weren't in the European Parliament, what do you want me to do about it? And what he's talking about is they all want to leave. Poland, France, Germany, all the polls show it. Italy just voted to stop EU expansion. You know what just happened with Brexit. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? Well, you're going to arrest Le Pen, aren't you? But that won't stop. When you start doing stuff like that, Juncker, I mean, the Russians have had 20 more top generals, diplomats, people killed in their embassies all over the world in the last 2 months. The globalists are killing the Russians because they pulled out of globalism. You're going to kill all the French now? You're going to kill all the Danes? You're going to kill all the Germans? You're going to kill all the Brits? You're going to kill all the Irish? Just because a bunch of globalists with trillions in hidden assets can dominate everybody and bring in Islamic hordes to so balkanize the country that people can never unify to kick out the parasites. A bunch of beady-eyed scumbags who openly say, we're bringing in Muslims to destabilize things and have a voting bloc that'll burn everything down if we order them to, so you'll submit to us. That's in the WikiLeaks. They said we need to use cultural warfare to keep the public down in the dark, disillusioned, and poor. This is the Democratic Party top strategist. And you wonder why top globalists have been leaving globalism more and more. Because they realize it is a system of total evil. It's the French Revolution worldwide. We're the American Revolution of true human empowerment worldwide. The real Renaissance countering their false liberalism and false Renaissance. We're the real McCoy. We are 1776 on a planetary scale. And we are unstoppable when you take action and ask God for providence.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So you knew it was coming. Democrats target Senator Sessions. One of the few mistakes Trump has made, he pretty much later admitted that, was to listen to Mattis, who's not a bad guy, but we've got to be able to criticize these people, and some of the other generals that got like a tiff with Flynn, and Flynn reportedly is famously bullheaded, wants to do the things he wants to do. That's how he was able to get Defense Intelligence to organize a bunch of other intelligence agencies to actually share information, and was lauded for that, for getting a lot done. And that was following orders, you know, by the president with the Office of National Intelligence that kind of unifies those 16 agencies. And so what really happened was is Flynn made Vice President Pence mad and Mattis mad and the little Marine Corps cult they got going up there, which I love the Marine Corps and I love those guys, but that's kind of what's happening. And that's why Flynn just said, I don't need to be part of this. That's what really went on. I'm turning down 10 times the money over here, and Trump knows what's going on. I'm out of here. A lot of folks don't want that national security job to be attacked and go through all that. Flynn's already exposed Al-Qaeda and that Obama was behind it and done his job. He's done a great job. And so it was making the vice president mad. So Trump did that, and they smelled blood in the water. And I said, watch, they're going to find other people that have talked to Russians. I remember at the time I said, like Sessions, I said, he's been on the Armed Service Committee. I bet he's talking to a lot of Russians because that's who you talk to, is the Chinese, the Russians, NATO, England, the Mexicans. I mean, you're talking to people every day. That's what you do. There's $100 billion of covert operations a year going on in Mexico, folks. They admit that. You think he talks to you think Senator Sessions ever talked to head of the Sinaloa drug cartel? Of course they do. That's what you do when you're the ranking member on the Senate Intelligence Committee. There's constant deals, constant stuff going on, constant covert wars. And he talked to the Russian head ambassador only twice in the last 2 years in meetings in his office in front of people about arms deals, arms reduction deals, exchange programs, inspection programs. That's what the Armed Service Committee ranking Republican does. It's a joke. But they have him being asked in the committee hearing, have you been talking to them in the course of the campaign, meaning the campaign? No, of course not. As if the Russians, magically, Le Pen is in the lead, they say, because of the Russians. And Geert Wilders in the Netherlands because of that. And the Italians didn't let the EU get rid of their sovereignty a few months ago in a big vote, despite their president pushing it, because the Russians. No, the Italians don't want an EU army marching in to occupy them. And even higher taxes. But Al Franken, the comedian, another fop, another pseudo-intellectual, another fraud. They have this clip of them asking during the confirmation hearings. That, have you talked to Russians about the campaign? No. And then that turns into, we've got Sessions. Of course Sessions talked to the Russians. That's the same craziness of December 15th, the incoming national security advisor to the president, General Flynn, talked to the Russian ambassadors over the phone about lining up the phone call with Trump. And they said, we want to talk about sanctions. Well, I'm sure the president will talk to you about that. Oh, that's lying. You said you didn't talk about sanctions. I didn't. I said I'm lining up a conversation about it. Of course the president's going to talk about sanctions. That's what you do. The president and the executive branch interfaces, as well as the legislative, at the highest levels with their counterparts in other countries. That's called diplomacy. And not having wars at the diplomatic level is called détente. These are terms of statecraft. But they think, look at the swollen photo of Al Franken there. Just a total joke. A perfect caricature of an actor playing the part of a senator for special interests that think they own and run this country, with a bunch of basket case mental patient staffers who've all got chips on their shoulder and have been taught to hate America, hate men, hate families, and hate themselves. All set up for failure, always thinking if they can bring us down, that they'll be on top. Trump's come out and said the top generals have advised him that our nuclear arsenal is old, decrepit, and failing. It's 1980s technology, and the Russians, admittedly, with their three new generations of Topol missiles, have supersonic systems that reportedly can get up to Mach 7 or 8, and nothing can shoot them down at this point. Now, obviously, the United States has some secret weapons programs, but the point is, Trump wants it mass-produced and rolled out publicly, just like He wants the life extension and very promising treatments that have been blocked for cancer and things that he's mentioned, that he's going to try to accelerate the deployment to the American people, not fence it out to China and then have globalists produce it crappily and ship it back into here. That's all that's happening. He's coming in representing us, and the criminals, the true outsider globalists that have hijacked this nation, are now going after Sessions because he listened to the vice president and the generals when they threw the little hissy fit and thought they'd be political with Congress and give people what they wanted and give the dog a bone and kind of halfway discipline the president and, you know, teach the president that they're in charge and their instincts are right. And Trump knows his instinct was right when he told him, I don't think this is a good idea, but you're my executives and I'm going to go with you on this one. And they did it. And now they're going after Sessions. Trump's one mistake so far, cutting Flynn loose. Now, I'm going to tell you Trump's second mistake if he doesn't start doing it. We're having crimes of open sedition, open warfare being called for. There's a story on Infowars.com that should go completely viral. They've now released information. Even the New York Times admits it, but Paul collates it all together. It needs to go viral. That, well, Eric Holder's giving interviews, too, saying he is coming, like Christ is coming. He is coming. He's about to roll out. Obama is going to take Trump down. These are quotes. With giant foreign banking money, Soros, all these other criminals, and they're going to try to bring the president down. The globalists think they're going to defeat us. Hell, they're arresting Le Pen. They've got an arrest warrant out for her right now. She tweeted, ISIS saying they're going to kill Frenchmen. Well, you don't do that, lady. We're going to arrest your ass. You're 10 points ahead even in our skewed polls. We're going to arrest you. If that don't work, we'll blow your head off. And they'll openly call in newspapers everywhere to kill the president and call him a racist and call for his supporters to be killed or beaten up. And then they're trying to push Trump into some kind of action, going, oh, look, he's a fascist. No, you are the authoritarians by any mark, any name, and you're committing crimes, and you are a globalist, multinational fifth column, openly operating, admitting at Davos and Bilderberg and Juncker that you're unelected and that everything's falling apart. Everybody hates you. So your answer is start arresting people and killing people? Do you understand down the road you're going, where this goes? I don't want it to go there. I'm in an information war. I'm the equivalent of a major general. You think I want to be running around in the shooting war? You people are stupid. And you haven't read any history, and you don't know what's going on. You globalists are disconnected. You got Al Franken. You got Pelosi doesn't know that Bush has been out of office for 8 years in the same press conference. You know, they think that that Putin's gone into Korea, not North or South. I mean, just total Fruit Loop land. Total Fruit Loop land. And by the way, that's not the exception of dumbness. I've been around these people. They are a bunch of jittering, in over their heads, big city, you know, con men that, you know, ran for city council or whatever, or, you know, were an actor that would do what they were told, and they're in way over their head, totally being run like puppets. They got rid of Cynthia McKinney, who's really smart. You can disagree with some of her policies, but she's a smart lady and has a lot of courage, exposing vaccines, pedophilia, all of it. They ran a guy for her seat in Congress who thinks islands float, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to get reelected, but forever. So, that's what we're dealing with here. Now, we come into the next segment. If you missed those clips, I'll play that intro one more time. The dumbest Democrats ever. It's worse with Paul Ryan. Now, he's a smart little weasel. Thinks he's smarter than everybody. Psychos always do. He was looking at Trump very predatorily during that speech. Trump ought to watch his address, and he ought to watch Ryan. Envy, hatred, a hunger to overthrow Trump. Because if he could do that, he'd be a real man. Because the psychos see somebody that cares about humanity, that's powerful, that has vision, that has discernment, and they just think, if I overthrow that, I'll be God, basically. It's like the devil in heaven, the archetype. I'm not comparing Trump to God, but it's the same microcosm. You got the devil looking at his superior and thinking, I could be that. No, you're not that. You're not that. You'll never be that. You're too blind. You think you see everything, you see nothing. You see nothing, Ryan. You see nothing. All those guys are alpha males, though, that think they're going to be on top one day. Trump is actually delivering. He wants to deliver for hundreds of years. He wants that name to be absolute, pure platinum. The guy that turned around America and the world as nationalism and the new Renaissance exploded. But we've got some big challenges. I want to give you the biggest piece of news here in just a moment, but I want to finish with Sessions. But I want to give you the biggest piece of news I've ever probably given you. And I know I say that more and more because the revelations just get more intense, more hardcore, more self-evident. But they think the public's so stupid that they don't know that the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee talks to the Russian ambassador. The guy comes in through metal detectors, or he comes in a car, gets switched in, doesn't even do the metal detectors, goes in and talks to people. That's what you do on the Intelligence Committee and the Armed Services Committee. That's what you do. But they know the public doesn't know that. They put out Russians, Russians, Russians. Oh, look, we caught him with a Russian. So let's go to his brief denial being followed outside his home this morning. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and then we'll go to the exchange that happened a few months ago during his confirmation. But here's the first clip.
Well, I have not met with any Russians at any time to discuss any political campaign, and those remarks are unbelievable to me and are false, and I don't have anything else to say about that.
About
so thank you.
That's a guy that's 100% behind America. Isn't always right, in my view, but that's a guy who does what he says he'll do, who you can believe in, that's true blue, that's honorable, and, you know, he's just laughing. It's a big joke. A big joke. Sell out to the Russians. He could sell out to the New World Order, get 1,000 times what the Russians could give him. This is the baloney. These are just people that don't want a war with Russia because they have grandkids, and Russia is not a threat right now unless you push them into a corner. China's the out-of-control threat. The Kremlin says Sessions' controversy is being set up to basically cloud the waters and an impediment to new relations. That's exactly what it is. And then there's Pelosi running around warning us about the Ruskies after all the hundreds of Hollywood movies saying you're crazy if you think there's a Ruski threat, and it being the big liberal thing to say, you know, the Russians are wonderful. Yeah, back when they were communists killing all the Christians, you loved them. Now that they're not, oh, they've got to be stopped. I get it. I understand, Pelosi. We know where you're coming from, sweetheart. We get it. Let's go ahead and go to the clip with Al Franken and Senator Sessions at the time. Here it is.
CNN just published a story alleging that the intelligence community provided documents to the president-elect last week that included information that, quote, Russian operatives claim to have compromising personal and financial information about Mr. Trump. These documents also allegedly say, quote, there was a continuing exchange of information during the campaign
BuzzFeed's now being
between
sued.
Trump's surrogates and intermediaries
totally fake.
For the Russian government. Now, again, I'm telling you this is it's coming out, so... you know, but if it's true, it's obviously extremely serious. And if there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign, what will you do?
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I didn't have not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
Now, let's just stop. They asked, in the campaign, have you had contact? In that, and these are all lawyers, at least you know, he is, and former military. That's the question on the campaign. Clearly, as the ranking member of the Intelligence Committee or the Armed Services Committee, you're talking to the Russians all the time. These are meetings on record. But not the campaign. But they think the public's stupid, and they think you'll turn that into a lie that Jeff Sessions, who Chuckie Schumer has now said needs to resign just an hour ago, with all the horrible things Chuck Schumer's been involved in, what a rat. What a scumbag. A truly evil, demented person. Senate Majority Leader calls on Jeff Sessions to resign as Attorney General.
Wow.
So let me tell you what Trump needs to do. The law says he should do it. He should immediately, obviously Sessions should. See, they want it before Sessions can go after him, they want to get him on the defensive. And then meanwhile, Trump just wants to get the economy going. He hopes they just back off and let him save the country and bring people together, like he kept saying in the speech a few nights ago. But they're not going to let the president do that. And so if they want it, it's time to happen. Hillary was on the communist Chinese payroll. It's a fact. The intelligence committees and all of them, we've had them on. They know it. Kurt Weldon, you name it. It all needs to come out now. And Hillary and all of them need to be indicted. We don't need special prosecutors or any of that. We've got grand juries, federal grand juries. Indict their butts now before they assassinate Trump or before they set a nuke off or before they cook up all their, you know, fake garbage. I'm telling you, we have to move against these criminals now. Trump has to take the gloves off now because it's a dereliction of duty. And I'll tell you, one criticism of Trump right now. Trump needs to go after these people right now. They are openly calling for sedition. The former attorney general admits that he's working with Obama to overthrow the president. This is all arrestable offenses. This isn't free speech. This is an attempted coup of our election.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Don't know much about history.
Don't know much about history.
I stand here as a freed slave.
We've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he's responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in
what is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo.
Don't know much about history.
You are correct.
Don't know much about.
Way to go.
The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Stop it. Ding, ding, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing. Stop it. You know, we can laugh at this all day, but drudgereport.com is linked to the news. A bunch of Republicans, not just John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who went on last night on CNN for a town hall to attack the president and say he's basically an enemy of America. And have a bunch of Republicans calling for hearings, calling for Sessions to resign. The guy they know is Mr. America. You know, Trump comes out and says our nuclear weapons are old. The media says that's crazy. Meanwhile, new story on Infowars.com, top nuclear experts, U.S. falling behind China. That's right, after we gave them our latest technology in the 90s, Bill Clinton. But that's not treason, giving the nuke secrets and the delivery systems, the MIRV systems to them. That's okay. That's all right. Sessions has actually fought for the country. He's a Ruski. And they're not going to stop. The Republican Party is owned by the same globalists. The Democrats are. They got dumbed down Democrats that can't even understand that. They're out in the streets trying to bring down Trump as he tries to cut taxes on the middle class and poor people as the stock market explodes past 2,100. And as Trump moves 21,000. It's just insane to see people wantonly wanting to be slaves. But that's what this is about. That's what the globalists are doing. It's very painful. I'm going to talk more in the next hour about what Trump needs to do now under the law. Because we have people that really are on the Russian payroll and the communist Chinese payroll. Most of these Democrats are publicly doing it. He needs to get out and say, how dare you? You're trying to cover what you've done. I'm fighting the globalist takeover of this country. This is a load of crap. Yeah, I want new nuclear weapons and new ships to confront Russia and China because I'm a Russian agent. You're criminals. We're coming after you. Of course, the head of the ranking member of the committee talked to the Russians. That was about issues the Senate was dealing with. That's on record. He came to the Capitol and met. Briefly, I didn't even plug this hour. We're doing it one more day, but we're going to stop the specials. It's 33% off on X2 tomorrow because it's about to sell out. People love the special so much. We're extending it one more day. Thank you for all your support. 25% off X2, 25% off Rainforce, 33% off a bunch of other products, and 50% off the new Trump Pence 2020 shirt. Get out there. Defend free speech. And support this transmission. God bless you all. Thanks for coming through, listeners. You're awesome. We'll be back second hour.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom. And Daddy's